Leaving Tybo where he lay, Beth straightened and glanced around before continuing along the path. Valerian had been positioned another 30 feet ahead in the woods surrounding the house. She found the hunter exactly where she expected, also with a knife to the heart. As she removed it, Beth noted that it was a duplicate of the knife that had been in Tybo's chest. Tossing the blade aside, Beth slapped a bag of blood onto Valerian's fangs as well before turning to peer through the bushes at the house they'd been watching since just after sunset. It had been empty by the time they'd got their orders from Mortimer at the Enforcer House and made their way here. The inhabitants, a rogue immortal and his minions, had already been gone by then, probably to hunt up new victims. Beth, Tybo, and Valerian had sat here, awaiting their return for most of the night, and now it was almost dawn. But a few minutes ago, a van had pulled into the driveway. The garage door had opened, the van had pulled in, and the door had closed without them ever seeing how many people were in the vehicle, which was why Beth had ordered Tybo to approach the house. They needed to know how many rogues they were dealing with and what the situation was. It was vital to their approach. If there were innocent mortals who needed saving, for instance, it would affect how they handled everything.